Hey there, my name is Eric Olson. I'm the CEO of Array Digital and the host of Marketers Anonymous. You're about to hear from some of the best minds in marketing today. Find out more about the podcast, our guests, and our in-person meetups at marketersanon.com. And now, on to the show.
All right, so we're going to talk about advertising and the fact that ads generally suck. All right, and why do ads suck? So I'm reading through this book. As you can tell, it's called The End of Advertising, which caught my attention. So right off the bat, the author did a very good job with the title. And being someone who's in the advertising business, I wanted to find out what he was talking about. Turns out he was an advertising executive for many, many years. And about maybe 4 years ago, he started to find out about ad blockers. And he installed an ad blocker for himself. And he found it very odd that he was an advertising executive, but he didn't want to see ads on the internet. He then told his family about it, and he got his kids into it. And so he was kind of like in the center of this whole ad blocking scheme, if you will, or like kind of culture, when he was right in the middle of a company that was responsible for creating ads. And so it made him really kind of examine a little bit deeper the things that he'd been doing in the advertising agency and his whole advertising career. So there's a lot of ads that are out there that are just bad ads, and I'm sure you all would agree with me. And so I was just kind of thinking about maybe some bad ads where they kind of jump out at you and they're yelling at you. And I don't know.
You do
remember his name. But let's... I want to play that. Here we go.
Attention, Pastor and Vic. It's something. Oh, you big, big money. It pays to hire a heavyweight. I'm Blow, the Hammer Stanley. $4.99. I'm 100 for the injured, the mistreated, the ignored. I am the game. What's
your cash? This is kind of catchy. So... All right, so what do you think? As marketers, right? So there's an artistic part of what we do. Does this resonate with you?
Yes.
Yeah? Would you say he's obnoxious?
Yes.
And annoying. All right, so I think you get the point. Pretty obnoxious, right? He's out there literally yelling at you, right? So a lot of ads that we see, they're trying to get our attention. And they yell at you, not quite like this, but they do yell at you. So here's an example of sensory overload. Right? So driving down the street, billboards. I was just driving back from Christmas. I went down to Florida, and when I drove back, I went up 95, and I was commenting to the guys. Basically, as I'm driving, I'm seeing thousands, literally thousands of billboards between Florida and Hampton Roads. And it was probably like 10 per mile. It was just non-stop for hundreds of miles. The only ones that were effective, the only billboards that were effective for me, were the ones that said, there's a rest stop coming up, or there's a stop coming up, and there's gas, or there's food, and then I would look to see what the gas or food was. Basically the ones that the Department of Transportation put out. But the other ones, the big billboards, they didn't catch my attention at all. So for me at least, I was not swayed by seeing thousands of billboards that were aimed right at me. Right? That's just my personal take. But if you're not seeing it because you're driving there, now they're actually driving to you, right? So we have mobile billboards. So again, they're kind of shouting at you, and they're just shouting to anybody, right? So Zach's whole thing with Anomaly is you need to stand out from the crowd, and you need to talk to people. Well, I assume you would say that you need to talk to people that want to receive your message. Do people want to receive this message? Who knows, right? Because it's not targeted. They're just broadcasting to anyone that could possibly see it. So as I was getting that screenshot, actually I think the one before this, I actually got a pop-up, right? So I was looking for something on a particular website. It happened to be the picture of the billboards, and I couldn't even get to it because I got a pop-up, right? So not only are we seeing this in our physical lives, we're clearly seeing it on our online lives. I couldn't even get to the content that I wanted before I was shouted at, right? So we're being obnoxious, we're being in people's faces, and we're starting to ignore it. So just like the author was saying from the book, we're blocking it out. In one way or another, we are blocking it out. All right, so we're either installing ad blocker or we're just completely tuning it out. So ad blockers, there's lots of different ad blockers out there. Google themselves, and this was the CEO, Larry Page, at the time of the quote in 2015, stated that the industry needs to do a better job of producing ads that are less annoying, right? Now, this is a company that is 100% funded by advertising, right? And they're basically slamming the advertising industry, saying, you need to clean up your act. So it tells you that not only are consumers over it, the media, to a certain extent, is kind of over it as well. There is a guy named Billie Jean. who knows about Billie Jean? Billie Jean is marketing. He's like an Instagram and kind of like a social media guy. But this is a spoof of an ad where he's pretending to be obnoxious. But his whole thing is that when you have an advertisement, you have three things that you need to do in the advertisement. You need to entertain, you need to educate, and then you need to execute. And by execute, he means ask for the sale. All right, so advertising has to have a purpose. But first, enlighten them, and then teach them something, and then ask for the sale. So based on all the things that I talked about and, you know, Billie Jean's tenets, you know, I believe that this is what better ads should reflect, right? You don't want to be annoying. You don't want to be the advertisement with the fire coming behind you or the bear, right? You don't want to be yelling at people. You want to be less intrusive, right? Now, sometimes advertising can't help but be intrusive, but you certainly don't want to be completely intrusive. You want to be highly relevant. So the billboards, in my opinion, they're not targeted. So they're not quite as effective, right? 95%, 99% of the people that pass by, it probably doesn't pertain to. Maybe 1% it does, but you're just broadcasting to anybody. You want to be lighthearted and you want to have a little bit of fun. So one thing that we've actually tried in our company that's working very well for us, and really the only tenet that it maybe violates is the intrusive part, is YouTube pre-rolls. And now you can link Google queries to YouTube pre-rolls. And what I mean by that is if someone is searching for a black clicker in YouTube, then when they go over to, a black clicker in Google, now there's the capability that when they go to YouTube to watch a video about anything, they're going to see a pre-roll video, whether you like it or not, because that's YouTube's system. But you can have your video saying, hey, are you looking for a black clicker? Do I have a clicker for you? Right, so super relevant because the person just searched for that. Highly targeted. Not that intrusive because you can skip it after 3 seconds. Then the question is, how do you produce it? Right? Make it lighthearted and make it fun. This capability has been out about 6 months or so, but not a lot of people know about it. So like I said, we're doing it for our company. And what we did is we came up with one script. And we have two placeholders in the script. Placeholder number one is what service is the person looking for based on their Google query, right? And there's only a couple that we support, things like advertising, SEO, et cetera. And then the other is the location that they search from. Are they searching from Newport News or Virginia Beach? Knowing those two pieces of information, we created 32 variations of the video. And so we just shot one after the other after the other. So we would say, are you looking for SEO in Newport News? If so, I'm your company or I'm your guy. Are you looking for SEO in Virginia Beach? If so, I'm your guy. Are you looking for SEO in Norfolk? Rinse and repeat. Took us, about 2 hours to shoot 32 variations of the videos. But based on them going into YouTube, we show the perfect video for what they queried and where they're located. So very, very relevant. They already searched for SEO, right? If we show them a video ad for SEO, they want that. And we kept them pretty short. So I'm going to play an example of one.
I'm Eric.
That's right.
If you're looking for SEO in Chesapeake, then we're your company. We're in Chesapeake too. Hi, my name is Eric Olson. I'm the CEO of Array Digital. Give us a call or visit our website to find out more. Thanks.
All right, so short, highly targeted, right? A little bit lively. So I think this is, in our opinion, this is a good example of an ad. And actually, there's a lot of aspects about it that we don't like, and we're going to reshoot and make them different. But this was our first approach at doing this. And we actually submitted it for an American Advertising Award. Was it Addy? That's what it is, right? We just submitted that. So hopefully we'll get that. But we think that the combination of the customization and being relevant and tying these technologies together could land us the award. We'll see. Very easy to shoot these. That was a single take right there. And if we mess up, we're okay with it. It doesn't have to be perfect. We want it to be authentic. And again, very short. They could have skipped it after 3 seconds. But if they watched the whole thing, it was 10 seconds. All right, so to kind of summarize what we did, we feel like it hits all of these marks, and it was very affordable, about 3 to 4 cents per impression. Is that the right number? Yeah, all right. So it's working out so well for us that we're taking some of our advertising spend in other areas, and we're putting more of it into this. So takeaways, advertising is just getting harder. People are bombarded with ads. And so they're annoyed. They're taking matters into their own hands. They're installing ad blockers. They are actively ignoring your advertisements. You have to do something a little bit different, right? Don't be annoying. Make sure that your message is relevant. Like Billie Jean as marketing says, you should probably entertain and then educate and then ask for the sale and just have a little bit of fun. Cool. Any other questions before I hand it over? All right, thanks.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Have a question about marketing? Let us know and we may answer it here. Reach out at marketersandon.com. See you next time.